A heliskiing guide remains in critical condition as of Monday afternoon after being buried in an avalanche near Haines over the weekend. It's the third heliskiing accident in as many years to injure or kill extreme mountain skiers in the area. From member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
Alaska State Troopers say 31-year-old Aaron Caritas was on a popular ski run west of Haines when the avalanche occurred about 11 a.m. Saturday. Caritas was carried about 800 feet and buried at least 7 feet deep, according to Trooper spokesperson Beth Ibsen. Caritas was acting as a guide on a heliski tour with Haines Company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, known as SEBA. Four clients were waiting on the top of the slope and not caught in the avalanche. Other SEBA staff immediately began searching for Caritas, and another helicopter and more guides came to assist. Ibsen says Caritas was located within 20 minutes.
If you're going to survive an avalanche, it's going to be because the people that you're with find you in time.
Caritas was wearing a beacon that helped rescuers find him quickly, Ibsen said.
What you have is you have locator beacons on you, and you have to turn it on. You have to turn knob to where it receives a signal, and that's why you kind of, you know, like with the metal detector, with this, you're trying to receive that signal that that other beacon is sending out.
Ibsen said Caritas was unresponsive when located and CPR was started. He was flown by a SEBA helicopter to the Haines Airport and transported by ambulance to the local clinic where CPR continued. He was stabilized and medevaced to Providence Medical Center in Anchorage. As of late Monday, the hospital still listed him in critical condition, although there was no more information about his injuries available. Friends of Caritas wrote on Facebook they had been in communication with his family, who said he was on a breathing machine and had not regained consciousness. SEBA owners did not want to speak about the incident, but issued a statement Sunday saying normal avalanche response procedures were followed. Ibsen said a trooper visited the scene of the avalanche Saturday and interviewed SEBA clients and responders about the incident. She said the trooper investigation is complete because they found no sign of criminal intent or negligence. According to the SEBA website, Caritas grew up in Bend, Oregon. He graduated from the University of Utah and has been working in the heliski industry for about a decade. He joined SEBA in 2013. Just over a year ago, another SEBA guide was killed in a cornice collapse on a mountain near Haines. That incident also injured two skiers. And in 2012, a guide and client with a different heliski company were killed in an avalanche, also outside Haines. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.